Blackstone Audio presents Snowblind by Ragnar Jonasson, translated by Quentin Bates. This book is read by Will Dameron. For Kira, from Dad. Prelude. Siklifjordr. Wednesday, 14th January, 2009. The red stain was like a scream in the silence. The snow-covered ground was so white that it had almost banished the winter night's darkness, elemental in its purity. It had been snowing since that morning, big, heavy flakes falling gracefully to earth. That evening, there was a break in the snowfall, and no more had fallen since. Few people were about. Most people stayed indoors, happy to enjoy the weather from behind a window. It was possible that some of them had decided to stay at home after the death at the Dramatic Society. Tales traveled swiftly, and the atmosphere was heavy with suspicion, in spite of the town's peaceful outward appearance. A bird flying over the town would not have noticed anything unusual, would not have sensed the tension in the air, the uncertainty, and even the fear. Not unless it had flown over the little back garden in the middle of the town. The tall trees surrounding the garden were in their winter finery, taking on shadowy shapes in the darkness that were reminiscent of clowns rather than trolls, decked in delicate white from the ground up, in spite of the snow weighing down some of their branches. A comforting light shone from the warm houses, and the streetlights illuminated the main roads. This back garden was far from being hidden in gloom, even though it was late. The ring of mountains protecting the town was almost entirely white that night, and the highest peaks could just be glimpsed. It was as if they had failed in their duty these last few days, as if something unexplained, some threat, had stolen through the town. Something that had remained more or less unseen until that night. She lay in the middle of the garden, like a snow angel. From a distance, she appeared peaceful. Her arms splayed from her sides. She wore a faded pair of jeans and was naked from the waist up, her long hair around her like a coronet in the snow. Snow that shouldn't be that shade of red. A pool of blood had formed around her. Her skin seemed to be paling alarmingly fast, taking on the color of marble, as if in response to the striking crimson that surrounded her. Her lips were blue. Her shallow breath came fast. She seemed to be looking up into the dark heavens. Then her eyes snapped shut. 1. Reykjavik, Spring 2008. It wasn't far off midnight, but it was still light. The days were growing longer and longer. It was the time of year when each new day, brighter than the day before, brought with it the hope of something better, and things were looking bright for Arathor Arason. His girlfriend, Kristin, had finally moved into his little flat on Oltegata, although this wasn't much more than a formality. She had been staying there most nights anyway, except those just before an exam, when she liked to read in the peace and quiet of her parents' house, often far into the night. Kristin came into the bedroom from the shower, a towel around her waist.
God, I'm tired. Sometimes I wonder why I went for medicine.
Arathor looked round from the little desk in the bedroom. You'll be a fantastic doctor. She lay on the bed, stretching out on top of the duvet, her blonde hair spread like a halo on the white of the bedclothes. Like an angel, Arathor thought, admiring her as she stretched out her arms and then ran them gently down her torso. Like a snow angel.
Thanks, my love. And you'll be a brilliant cop, she said. But I still think you should have finished your theology degree, she couldn't help adding.
He knew that well enough and didn't need to hear it from her. First, it had been philosophy, until he had given up on it